Mary at the Cross is a monologue by Mary, the mother of Jesus.
O God, I stand here, engulfed in grief and overwhelmed with disbelief. My son, your son, hangs raw and bloody on a cross designed for criminals. I keep remembering Gabriel's visit. I was so excited to be the mother of the Messiah. I remember Elizabeth's affirmation, Joseph's kindness, the trip to Bethlehem, the birth in the stable, the special star, the angels, the shepherds, the magi from the east who came to worship my child. I remember his exquisite little fingers and perfect little toes, his bright eyes and heartwarming smile, his sweetness and his innocence. I remember watching him learn to walk, watching him play with other children, watching him grow out of his tunics. Oh, I watched and wondered, and sometimes worried that I wasn't watching enough. I still remember how upset I was the day Joseph and I discovered that Jesus was missing as we walked home from Jerusalem. It took us 3 days to find him. And when we did, he said we should have known he'd be in his father's house. Oh God, there are so many memories. He was such a special boy, a careful carpenter, a devoted son, especially to you. I remember the day he left home. He asked John to baptize him, then spent 40 days in the wilderness preparing for ministry. Once he started, I watched in amazement. He turned water into wine and fed the multitudes who hungered after him. He healed the blind, the lame, the lepers. He told stories to help us understand your love. Dear God, he always helped everyone. He never hurt anyone. So how did it come to this? Great God of our fathers, I sit here, brokenhearted and bewildered. Just last week, great crowds thronged around him as he rode into Jerusalem. Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, they shouted. I thought people finally realized who he was. Today he hangs suspended on a rough Roman gibbet between two treacherous thieves. His brow oozes blood. His eyes reflect intense pain. His lips crack from thirst. His hands, the hands that tenderly touch children and heal the sick, are bound with ropes and pierced with nails. His feet, the feet that carried him to the lost and lamed, are lacerated and shackled. The flesh on his back hangs in shreds from merciless flogging. No one ridicules the thieves, but mocking voices shout unending insults to this gentle son of mine. Oh God, why should it end like this? Dear God, I kneel here today and weep. I weep and wonder, even as I have wondered so many times since Gabriel appeared to me. How can you let these things happen to him? Do you not weep for him as I weep? Are you not his father as I am his mother? Do you not care? If I could help, I would. But you are Almighty God. You can help. You can intervene. You can stop the torture and the terror and the insanity that surrounds us. Oh God, I am in agony.
Yet somehow, I know you care. I know you hurt and care even more than I do. I know you will bring good, great good, out of this incomprehensible evil, even though I don't know how. And so today, I bow before you. I give my grief to you. I give my son to you. And I hear you say through the blackness, "This is my beloved son, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. My Lord and my God, thank you for allowing me to be this man's mother. My soul praises you, and my spirit rejoices in your son, my Savior."